Blog Talk Radio.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the Privileged Psychic Arts License through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom and a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Sunday to you. It's the first Sunday in October. We're starting to get this wonderful crispness in the air here in Las Vegas. And this is the weather that people get tricked into moving here. I'm just kidding. It's really, really beautiful. We're going into my favorite time of year in Vegas where during the day it's quite often perfect. And then as we get into the winter months, it chills down kind of nicely. All right, so I want to let you know that every single one of you, every single one of you that's on hold right now, I think with the exception of two people, have called my radio program before. And so I'm actually sending out a request to every single one of you that has called my radio program before to send $5 to Help a Southern Nevada. Now, on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook, there's the address. You're going to send it to Abby Quinn. But if you go to my Mystic Mona page on Facebook, you'll see the address there. It's a couple little sections down, a couple posts down. But every single one of you that's on hold right now, with the exception of maybe two people, have called my radio program before. All right? So I'm asking you to send $5 to Help a Southern Nevada, because this is one of the charities that I support. They help women and children get back on their feet after they've hit tough times. They help people find jobs. They help people find, food stamps and housing, and there's a youth center, and they just do some amazing things. So I'm doing their, I volunteer at their several things throughout the year, but this one is the high tea that they're doing, which is a lot of wonderful influential ladies that experience high tea, and there's a fashion show, and they honor a couple of wonderful women. And this is where I actually do readings, and people donate, and I donate all the money that they give me to the charity. So I usually raise between, usually about $1,500 a year for them, because I just really think that they're an incredibly worthwhile organization. So their website is helpsonv.org. So helpsouthernnevada.org. So helpsonv.org. So if you would do that, just in an envelope, address it to Abby Quinn. The address is on my Mystic Mona page. $5, please. Just send it to them, okay? Because, you know, I'm here for you guys, and it's nice to have an organization out there that's here for everybody else. So I'm going to go to this first fabulous Las Vegas call. Oh, right here. Let's see if I can get them on the air. Okay, well, nope, I'm going to go to somebody else. All right, I'm going to go to area code 617. Hello, 617. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Annette. How are you?
Oh, hi, Annette. What's your question?
I'm on your page right now, and I'm going to donate.
Oh, bless your heart. Okay, so what's your question for me?
My question is, do you see a new relationship coming in for me?
Okay, here's the thing about you and relationships, and I'm not even turning cards over. I'm just not going to even turn. I'm just getting it so strongly for you that I'm just going to say it, all right?
Okay.
I want you to make sure that you are not acting as a catalyst for somebody.
Yes.
I want to make sure that you're not just looking at their potential because they're not there yet, all right?
Yeah.
I want to make sure that you're drawing to yourself a relationship with someone that is already where he needs to be.
Yes. Oh, my God. Amen.
Okay. Because you keep doing the understanding, nurturing, you know, Mother Earth, I'll take care of everything for you. I'll even wash your boxers. I'm serious. You can't be that person.
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Now what you do is that you volunteer, you find a place to volunteer where you can meet other people. You start going to seminars where you're learning something new. One of the best things to do right now for gentlemen and ladies that are looking for nice people is whatever political party you're affiliated with, start going to the rallies.
Okay.
Because what will happen is that now you've already got a political foundation established. Mm-hmm. If you start showing up at either a Democrat or Republican or Independent or Libertarian or Green Party or whatever it is, you just show up. And you're going to already know that you're meeting other people that are of like mind.
Yes.
And see,
yes.
I'm telling you, yes, there's a relationship for you, but you've been fishing from the wrong lake.
Oh. Yes.
So that
yes.
is coming, but you just need to shift it up a little bit to make that
okay.
happen.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the
Excellent.
Call.
Excellent. Thank you.
See
sure,
you
many blessings.
Okay. Bye-bye. Same to you. Okay, bye. Bye-bye. All right. I got one person sending $5. It's only $5. Put it in an envelope. It's a pay it forward thing. Please, you guys. It would mean the world to me if you did that. All right. I got somebody here from the 512 area code. Hello, 512. Who's this?
Hi. My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. What's your question?
My question is, my boyfriend and I are kind of on the out. She's just going through some stuff, and I don't know. I've been kind of feeling like he's just going to need a little space to kind of get work through some emotions and, you know, realize that, you know, he's just kind of taking some stuff out on me. I'm kind of beginning to wonder.
Wait.
Yes.
This guy's got a real violent nature. I'm sorry. I don't like him. I'm
violent.
Just going to be really direct because I think that, you know, you guys having a falling out right now, you need to look at that as a blessing. And you need to take a huge, big step back because you keep sacrificing your own sense of inner harmony with this guy. I'm telling you, he is so concerned about his own reputation, his own mojo, his own stuff, that and he's so concerned about it, he doesn't give a crap about anybody else. And that means you. So here you are coming up as this fabulous, wonderful, perfect woman, Melissa. You know, it's like if I played for the other team, I'd be attracted to you. I'm serious, okay? This you're coming up perfect here, all right? And what's happening is that you're allowing this guy to make you doubt yourself. And that's what I'm worried about. Now, what I would do, radio silence, big step back. And the only way I'd let this guy back in my life again is if the two of you agreed to go to counseling. Because what I don't like about him is he makes you feel, well, I'll say it this way. You allow him to make you feel it that you're not good enough.
Mm.
And I'm seeing here that you're perfect. And I think what's happening here is you're being shown what you don't want in a relationship because you deserve so much better, girl. You really do. Now, what's funny, I'm going to tell you there's another guy here, and the other guy's coming up in about 6 months through something you do for work. And you think this guy's like all that in a bag of chips? I'm telling you, this next guy is all that a bag of chips, a soda, and a hot dog. And I mean hot dog in kind of a naughty way. I really do. I'm just telling you, this one, I really do think the universe is creating an opportunity for you to step back And then he'll always know that it's kind of his loss, not yours, which is exactly mm-hmm. what I want him to get to. Okay, but yes, you need to take a big freaking step back and realize that it's time to bring harmony to your own sense of peace and worth, and realize that mm-hmm. that you are not defined by this man. But I'm telling
right.
you,
okay.
I'm telling you, the next one is the bag of chips, the soda, and the hot dog. Not just all that and the bag of chips. Okay, I'm serious.
Okay.
This guy is not as
okay.
great as you. It's like you've put him on a pedestal, and you see his potential, and sometimes he can be so great, and blah, 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 but he's not really that.
Okay.
So, all right, gal pal. Big step back. Please.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
you. Later.
You.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Let me see. I've got somebody here from the... Let me see. I'm getting folks on the air here, and I'm looking at how long y'all have been on hold. So this is my big goal, is to make sure that I go to the people that have been on hold the longest. I'm really trying to be fair here. So let me look. I got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Oh, hi, Pearl. What's your question?
Well, got my envelope all made out, got my note written inside, got the money in it, just to let you know.
Oh, thank
I'm,
you.
I'm
I appreciate
that. Right
that.
Now, if I address the envelope and I put the stamp on it, I know I won't miss not doing
well,
it later.
Okay, so here's the funny thing is, that, you know, I posted on Facebook that if even just, I have 450 regular callers. In the last 6 years
oh.
I've done this program on Blog Talk, 450 regular callers, all right? The thing is even if just 10% of you sent $5, that's $225, right?
You know what? Yeah, I'm going to send 10. You've helped me out so much. So
oh,
that's
what
part of my question.
To say. So what so, is your question today?
Today the question is, you know, I'm a fan. So you've helped me to, like, steer me in the right direction. So my career's starting off, you know, and I'm starting to get my estate and to finish the estate and with my mom and everything. So
yeah, that was a big pain in the Watusi.
Right. So I'm progressing. But here I'm doing all these things. I'm going through the motions. But, you know, this is sad to say, I'm not happy. And I want to know what's missing.
Okay. First of all, part of the non-happy is that I think you're finally getting to the grief with your mom. You're getting down with, you're letting go of the busy and now getting to the grief. And that's part of it. The other part of it is, you know as well as I do that the fastest way to get yourself out of the stew of, what's the word, self-pity? I'm just going to say it
mm-hmm.
that way. The fastest way to get
yeah.
out of the stew of self-pity is to do something nice for somebody else. And that doesn't mean that you do it because the person expects it. You do it as sort of a random thing. And when I'm telling you guys to send the $5, it's a random pay it forward act of kindness. And one of the things I strive to do every day, and I'm telling you guys this because I do it every day. I do something nice for somebody that they don't expect every day. And it could be something as simple as tucking a dollar in, you know, when I'm at the grocery store and they have that little donation thing, I'll just tuck a dollar in there because I make it my business to do something nice for somebody every day, whether I'm acknowledged for it or not. I just do it. And the reason I do that is because it gives me a sense of purpose, that there's a reason why I'm here in this lifetime. And you need to get to that point, that you were the one assigned to clear up everything with your mom's estate. And what a big pain in the Watusi that was for you, all right?
Mm.
And what I'm trying to tell you here is now you need to start surrounding yourself with people that are authentic. And as soon as you can do that, you're going to be creating a whole different circle of people. The other thing I want to tell you is that you, somebody said this to me the other day, and it's a reminder that, you know, sometimes you forget stuff and you go, oh, yeah, totally. As you raise your vibration, some of the crappy people get to fade away. Somebody reminded me of that the other day. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's so true. It's like the higher your vibration, the more you attract people that are either your next lesson or they're there to help you in some way. But I'm sitting here looking at this going, I wish that you could take on some sort of role where you led people, but I don't know what that is yet. And it's saying that the more you go with the flow of things, the more it's going to be directed to you. But I see where it's like, why do I feel so down? I mean, it's right here in your cards. Well, part of it is that you have a tendency to overthink what your next step is, so you talk yourself out of it.
Okay.
But the quickest way to get to the point of being happy again or content or purposeful is to get yourself out of your own thinking and do something for somebody else. And it's not that we're here to serve everybody else. That's not true. We first have to fill ourselves up first before we're any good to anybody else. But what I'm getting here with you is that if you can participate in something that connects you with people, and it doesn't mean you go to a grieving group, although that's not a bad idea. I don't want you to be around people that never seem to get over the grieving, which is some of the downside of the grieving groups that are out there. I would rather you do something that connects with nature, something that plants a tree in memory of people. That, to me, is more proactive. And it would be really wicked cool if you created that group in Texas.
My mother was actually a member of that. I just threw something away the other day that had something to do with that. And she would, for people's birthday, she would say, I plant a tree in your honor. That's kind of
okay,
a cool
thing. So if you were to start, you kind of either jump in with that group for a while or start your own for that, or just right now go buy a frickin' tree and go plant it for your mom. All on your own.
That's a lovely thought.
So here's the thing is that I'm telling you, as soon as you pull yourself out of, you know, why is my life so blah, 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 and instead get out of your usual environment, things will shift. And it's saying connect with people that owe you favors, connect with people that are sort of waiting to be there for you instead of thinking that you're a burden because you're not.
I don't really catalog people I do favors for, so I don't know.
Okay, but it doesn't – what I'm trying to tell you is that people that are givers, you're a giver, all right? People that are
right.
Givers, the biggest lesson they need to learn is how to receive. And you have that imbalanced right now because you've been so busy dealing with your mom's estate and everything else you've been doing that what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to have a lesson in receiving.
Okay.
Which is why I'm saying when I say call in your favors with your friends, it doesn't mean that you call them up and go, hey, dude, I need $1,000. It may be, hey, dude, can we go to the movies and lunch? Because you've been there for them. That's what I'm just trying to tell you. Is there are people around you that are, I'm going to use this, it's going to sound kind of crass, but there are people dying to do something nice for you, and you're not letting them. Those are the people I want you to call and tell them what you want from them so they can go, oh, totally, yes, hallelujah, I'd love to go to the movies and lunch with you. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
All right,
yeah.
Gal pal, got to go. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay,
cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the – oh, wait, hold on. Do-do-do. All right. Why is that hung up? Hang on, I'm working with my computer here. All right, here we go. I got somebody from the 203 area code. Hello, 203. Who's this?
Hi, this is Victoria.
Did you say Gloria?
No, Victoria.
Oh, all right. What's your question for me?
I just wanted to ask you what you're picking up with the man in my life. His name is Jeff. Just wanted to ask you what you're picking up with us moving forward.
All right, let's see. Okay. Jeff is not a bad guy. According to what I'm seeing here, he's coming up as a great guy. But he's not a impulsive man. This is not a guy that you're going to get any fast decisions from. This is a guy that is taking things incredibly slowly. Now, you got to take that as a compliment and not as though it is a bad thing. Because if the two of you have gotten this far and you're still talking, you're still together, you're still doing all that,
right?
To me, What I'm trying to tell you is that this is not a guy you do the where's this relationship going question with.
Okay.
All right. This is a guy, and especially in the next 2 months, it's all about creating experiences with him. All right. It could be that you get a buy one, get one free coupon at a really nice restaurant. It could be that somebody gives you free tickets to something and you go, dude, I got free tickets to this. Let's go. All right. Because you keep in your mind, you're getting serious about your own happiness and you're wondering if this is the guy. And I'm telling you, if you just calm down and just let it evolve, you can be married to this guy. You can have this guy. But you can't push it. If you push it, you'll chase him right out of your life.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
Because I'm telling you, you haven't made it this far for him with him if he wasn't considering you seriously. So now you need to go back to being the person that he first met, which is fun, thoughtful, smart, easy to get along with. He's looking at what's going to be like with you 5 years from now. Do you see what I mean?
Okay.
He's not,
right.
This is not a guy you can push or rush. So if you can just, I know part of your frustration is that you've been at this point with other relationships before and they've kind of unraveled. And I'm telling you, this is a great guy. So if you want this guy, then you need to slow down and just let it come to you. If you don't want this guy, then you need to step back. But I think that you would be missing a really, really amazing relationship if you did that.
Yeah,
so that's
I agree.
Thought.
I agree.
Okay.
I think he is really great potential.
Okay, so how long have you been dating?
I met him last August, so I've known him for a little over a year now.
Okay.
The thing is, after we started dating for a couple months, he took a job promotion and he moved to California. So there's a distance between us now because I'm in Connecticut. So that's also been like a factor in all of this.
Okay, but see, here's the funny thing. There's no other woman around him. So first of all, if you're having that weird little evil thing of jealousy, like snapping up inside you, that's not what's going on here. He is fully committed to this job. This job was an awesome opportunity for him. So the best thing you can do is let him know that you're coming out for a visit. You know, look on Southwest, get a really cheap airfare, and fly your butt out there and say, I'm coming to visit you for the weekend.
Yeah, I have thought about that and actually told him that I would.
Okay, but you need to actually give him a date. Just say, dude, okay, I miss you. I'm going to come see you. That's all you have to say. I'm coming to see you. I'll be I'll be arriving on whatever that first weekend in November is, because then you have 3 weeks to get the discount airfare on Southwest. And I'm telling you, they got some great fall travel deals right now. You just need to be – you need to be relaxed right now because there's no other woman. You have nothing to compete against. All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
All right, thanks so much.
See you later. Okay, bye. Hold on. Why is my computer running so slowly? All right. You guys, I have to tell you, I'm incredibly heartwarmed that some of you stay on hold like way before the program even starts. All right, I'm going to go to area code 256. Hello, 256. Who's this?
This is Kimberly. Hi, Mona.
Oh, hi, Kimberly. What's your question?
My question is regarding my son. This is his first year in college, and it's not going so well, and he was telling me that he may want to transfer. And I just want to know, you know, how to navigate this with him.
Well, here's the funny thing, is that I don't think that he expected it to be this hard.
Okay.
And and usually, see, you know what I really wish, and I actually posted this on Facebook, I really wish, and I think they do this in other countries, and I don't know which country it is because I'm not that global, but I really wish there was a sort of requirement for kids that turn 18 that for 1 year that they either do some sort of community service or military service or public service or something where they learn about the real world in some way for about a year before they go to college. And
right.
it would be really awesome if some, you know, big multi-billionaire like Mark Zuckerberg were to create something like that, where it was, you know, 1 year of being, you know, you're still taken care of, not in a fancy place, like maybe in more like a youth hostel place or sort of a dorm kind of place. But for a year, you did community service. You did internships. There would be programs for you to look at your life in a more global way. Well, this is saying your son hasn't had that. Your son has been in kind of a little bit of a tunnel vision and not
mm-hmm.
really connected with the real world out there. So now he's
yeah.
getting a big taste of the real world. Now, the only thing that I would suggest to him, because you guys have already paid for the tuition for this, so
right.
if he transfers, he's going to have to pay for tuition again. And you are not in a financial place to do that. So the only thing I would say is, well, here are the two choices I see for you, that you buck it up. Maybe you'd even talk to a counselor at college and talk about how this is way more difficult than you thought, or that this is not what you expected, and that you mm-hmm. feel a little bit of a loss. So you either stick it out, but you get help to stick it out, or you give him the other option of joining the military. Because
okay.
that would solve the tuition thing. So he either just, you know, stiff upper lip and does it and gets help to get through what he's getting through. I mean, I would rather he maybe drop a class that's super difficult than for him to quit. So
right.
so if he's taking a full-time load right now, I'd rather you say, I would rather you drop the difficult course right now and stick with the others than for you to totally quit. But here are your two choices. You either get through this semester, even if you have to drop one, just one of your classes,
mm-hmm.
or you agree to sign up for the military, because I can't afford to send you to college if you quit. And
okay.
you actually say, if you sign up for the military, then you get your tuition reimbursement. What other job feeds you, clothes you, houses you, trains you, and pays for your education? And pays you at the same time. There's no other job out there that does that.
Right.
So that would be the choices that I would present to your son.
Okay.
All right, gal pal, thanks for the call.
All right,
see you later.
You.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 916 area code. Hello, 916, who's this?
Hi, Mona. My name is Wendy from Sacramento.
Oh, hi, Wendy. Yes. You're one of my regular callers. So what's your question
yes,
for me today?
I'm going to send $5, I promise.
Okay, good. So what's your question?
I had an incredible 90-minute interview on the 9th day of September. Haven't heard anything. I sent a thank you note about 8 days ago, and I emailed the HR man Friday. I really think I'm still in the running for this.
Right.
And I also had a telephone interview with a Verizon Wireless person regarding a temp to hire job.
Right.
And I'm working with a few other temp agencies. Do you
That's awesome.
See me starting to thank you. Do you see me starting to work before the end of this month, I hope?
Well, you know, you keep asking me, every time we talk, you keep asking me about timing. And I keep stressing vibration, which is a whole different thing, all right?
Mm-hmm.
See, sometimes I see timing, all right? But with you, every time you call, I keep seeing vibration, right? And the vibration
mm-hmm.
is the most important thing for you to do is to have some sort of regular paycheck now. And it doesn't matter where it comes from. Even if you call some of these temporary staffing services and say, you know, I have been a little stubborn about just getting a particular type of job, but I want to tell you, if you need a receptionist for 1 day, I'm your girl. If you need if you need someone for just a 1 week assignment because someone's on vacation, I'm your girl. That the thing is that you can always step away from a temporary assignment, but you need to get out of your house and working, because there's going to be a vibe shift as soon as you do that. See, you keep waiting for the full-time job, and I don't blame you, but what the cards are saying and what I keep getting for you is any job you get, even if it's only 2 days a week, is better than you waiting by the phone for it to ring. Because what happens is that when you get into that kind of laser focus, what happens is it kind of scares people away. Go ahead.
I have applied for some part-time jobs.
That's fine.
20 hours.
Okay. That's good. But what I'm trying to tell you is that anything you can do to get money around that or get hired around that, that's great. It's now, and mm-hmm. Now I'm going to say that there's something that happens in the next 4 weeks. So,
okay.
But it may be a job that you don't expect that comes up that you haven't even applied for yet. But
mm-hmm.
there's something, it's saying that there's incredible good news coming to you in 4 weeks. But I'm not sure it's the jobs that you have your sights on right now. And I want to tell you is that something that you emailed me was about age discrimination.
Yeah.
The way to get around that is that when you're interviewing, because I have to tell you, I got to back up. You're making me think of a story. So I was at this presentation, and this company was showing how they did follow-up stuff to trade shows that you could follow up on your clients after they've stopped by your booth and stuff. And so they showed a picture of their entire organization, and there was not one person over 30 years old in their entire organization, because there was this picture of all these young, bright-eyed kids that, they all looked like they were under 30. And so I raised my hand because I am not under 30. So I raised my hand and I said, you know what I'm curious about? And the guy says, sure, whatever. What's your question? I said, how come there's nobody that's over 50 years old that works for your company?
Good question.
And I really pulled them up by their little shorty hairs, seriously, by asking me that question. And they said, well, we're really into people that are fast thinkers and all that. And I said, well, I'm somebody, and it's just me. I'm speaking from my perspective here, because there's no way I was going to hire the company, obviously, because they had nobody over 30. And so I said, well, just from my perspective, I actually like people that are a little bit more mature. I like people that if I bring up music from the 70s, they're going to know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So the way I want you to address it in the next interview is when they meet you in person, one of the things I want you, not the first thing, not the last thing, but somewhere about two-thirds into the interview process, just say, you know what is so wonderful is that your company is so diverse that you bring people in of all ethnicities and ages. I just love that you're so diverse and that you're looking for a wide range of experience to add to your customer service experience. So when you say it like that, I'm so delighted that your company it really looks at the full diverse spectrum of what you can draw to you in the customer service experience. I just want to say thank you for that. Now, that's going to go from the woman that is like, they're not going to hire me because I'm old, to, wow, I'm so happy I'm here because it really shows me that your company is very diverse about bringing in a wide range of experiences to your customer service experience. When you say that, they're going to go, oh, yeah. And even if, and this is going to sound, again, this is going to sound kind of crass, even if you're their token older person, it's okay.
Yes,
because if
is.
You get hired as the token older person, you will have your job until you're ready to leave.
Oh, because I'll remember that.
It's an energy shift. I want you to look at what is working for you and what's not working for you.
I will follow your instructions, and I think that's brilliant. And I'm going to write it down.
Okay. And, well, you can always replay the program if you need to hear it again.
Well, you know, it's something ironic.
What?
This temp agency called me last Friday regarding that cell phone company that I emailed you about.
Yeah.
And they don't know my age right now. And they
that's fine.
And the temp agency said that they're hiring based on resume and telephone interview. So when I show up for work, I hope I'm treated well. If something happens, then they'll get a lot of attention.
Right. But see, what's so nice about it is when you get to meet them in person, it's not the first thing you hit them with, and it's not the last thing you hit them with. It is about two-thirds into the interview. And this is usually when they ask you if you have any questions. That's when you say, well, first of all, before I ask you a question, I want to say that I really celebrate the idea that your company is diverse enough to consider people with lots of experience that can add to your customer service experience. So when you say that to them, they're going to go, oh, shit, she's saying she's old, and we better hire her.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So I don't care if you're the token older person. That's your goal. That's your goal. So instead of looking at it as a deficit, you need to look at it as a benefit. All right, gal pal, got to go. Thanks for the call.
See ya. Thank you,
okay.
Mona.
Bye. All right, let me see. Well, you know, where did all you guys come from? Suddenly there was no calls, and suddenly there's all these calls. All right, I'm going to the people that are on hold the longest because I think that's fair. So I'm going to go to area code 917. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. This is Ellen, and I'm calling from New York, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure. What's your question?
It's concerning a job change. I have a job, and it's fine, but I really would like to be able to move on, get other experiences, and perhaps earn more money. So what do you
think
regarding that?
Well, you're bored. I want to tell you, you know, your job right now is like, okay, but you are like bored out of your tree. You're done.
Mm-hmm.
This is what it's saying. Yes, I totally agree with your new adventure. I totally agree with it. And the way to – I'm going to give you a little project to do, all right?
Okay.
You ready? So you're going to take out a sheet of paper, and you're going to write down everything you don't like about this job.
Okay.
All right? And at the bottom of the sheet of paper, you're going to write, I release this commitment for a new one that's mutually beneficial at the bottom of the sheet of paper. So I release this commitment for a new one that is mutually beneficial. Then you're going to sign your name, you're going to crumple it up, and you're going to burn it. All right?
Okay.
That's the first task. The second task is I want you to write down, get another sheet of paper, and I want you to write down 5 things you want in the next job. So if you want to make $20,000 more a year, you write that, I want to make $20,000 more a year. The second thing is I want a short commute to work or be able to work from home 2 to 3 days a week.
That's an important element.
I know. That's why I brought it up. So you're going to write down 5 things that would be deal makers for you for the next job.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to just necessarily describe the industry. You're just going to write down the 5 things, all right?
Okay.
Then you're going to clear off your – now, you strike me as somebody that probably doesn't have a whole lot of magnets on her refrigerator.
You're right.
Okay. So you're going to change that. You're actually going to get a magnet, and you're going to put your list of 5 things that you want at the next job on your refrigerator. So that every time you go to a place of nourishment, which is your refrigerator, your subconscious is going to pick up – I'm serious. Your subconscious is going to pick up the items on that list.
Okay.
And you're going to set your vibration to the items on that list. And you're going to go into work every day until you get the new opportunity as though it's the last day on your job. So that means you're going to be especially nice to people because it might be the last day you see them. That's exactly how I want you to treat everybody, all right? Because you are long overdue for the new adventure. Now, it may not happen till after the first of the year, but that's actually okay.
Okay.
But what you do is you set down the 5 things. So the salary, the commute, the responsibilities, the kind of environment you want to work in, and whatever else. Just describe it, but you put it on your refrigerator so that every time you go to your refrigerator, you see that list.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because what your cards are saying is that, yes, you can create for you what you really want as soon as you go into incredibly clear focus on what it is you want.
Okay.
If you just say, I want another job, well, that doesn't that doesn't define it for the universe for you.
Okay.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye. All right, let's see. Now, I am going through this whole list to see who's been on hold the longest. So I'm taking these in order of how long you've been on hold. So I got somebody here from the 347 area code. Hello, 347. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kona.
Did you say Kona?
No, I said, hi, Mona. I said, this is Katie.
Okay, who's this?
Katie.
Oh, hey, Kate. You know my cat's name's Katie. We have the
really?
Cutest
Isn't
little cat named Katie, and she squeaks when she meows at you, and she's just – this. Seriously, this cat is just darling. So what's your question for me today, Katie?
I really, really, really need a job.
Yes.
And I'm going to start my own business, but I need a job in the meantime.
Yeah.
And I want to know, when am I going to get one, and will I like it, will it last, but I really need a job.
Okay, so did you hear what I told the previous caller?
No.
Oh, okay. Oh, so you don't hear the program while you're on hold?
I did, but I just turned it down.
Oh, because it didn't involve you.
Because my speakers, like my, no, my
okay,
speakers
no, that's
too loud.
Okay, yeah. So here's the thing. Is that what I described to the person before you is to write down five things that they want at the next job. So for you, the first thing, because you're most concerned about not necessarily the job requirements, you're most concerned about the money. So you need to you want to come up with a figure that is a fair amount for what you're able to contribute. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing that goes on your list of five things. Then you list four more things that need to be about the job. You don't have to describe the industry or what kind of job it is. All you need to do is write down five things that you want to see at the next job, all right? At the bottom of that list, I actually want you to write, this or something better now makes its way to me.
Okay.
For the benefit of all concerned. So this or something better now makes its way to me for the benefit of all concerned. And you're going to put that on your refrigerator, clear off anything else that's on the front of your refrigerator. You're going to put that list on the front of your refrigerator, okay? And the reason I have people put it on the refrigerator is because the refrigerator is a place of nourishment, okay?
Mm.
So you are looking to draw to yourself an opportunity, all right? So what line of work do you have experience in?
Well, I just graduated from law school. So,
you go, girl.
Yeah, but I didn't. Thank you. But I'm not taking the bar exam until February. So, like, I can get a job as a lawyer, it's like you can get the job now as a lawyer based on if you pass the bar, or I can get, like, some kind of legal assistant job. So sometimes people don't want to hire me for legal assistant, because they know I'm going to be a lawyer soon. So, you know what I mean? So it's like
I have the perfect job for you. I really do.
Really?
Are you ready? This is huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Okay.
This is the job that when you do start your own business someday, it's going to give you the background and foundation to do it really well when you do start your own business. Okay. Are you sitting down? Because I'm totally sitting down. You ready?
Yes.
The job that I want you to apply for at the law firms in your area is business development.
Okay.
So
there
should
business
be a little ding, 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 ding that just went off in your head when I said that.
No, that's
because,
what I want to do. That's what I want to do.
Okay.
I want to help people start businesses.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, you're doing business development for the law firm, because a lot of attorneys don't realize when they get their law degree, they kind of think that, you know, the grand poobah of all businesses is going to open up to them as soon as they have their law degree. They don't realize they have to do their own business development to get their clients. See, that's what most attorneys struggle with. So if you went, I would start with the biggest law firm in, right near you, walk your butt in there and say, I'd love to do business development for you guys. And when they meet you, because when people meet you, Katie, they love you. There's this great mojo about you. So you walk in and you say, I'd love to do business development for you. And when they go, well, Katie, what's your background? Well, you know, I've done this, but, you know, I'm actually going to take the bar exam in February. And then they say, well, do you want to be an attorney? Well, I might want to be an attorney, but what I'd like to do is work for what I consider one of the most prestigious law firms in this area and help you get more business. Because even when I pass the bar in February, you still want somebody out there that's focusing on business development for your entire team. And I'm an attorney. Right. I know what you're looking for. And so what happens is now you become incredibly compelling. All right? So then when you decide to work at that firm for 2 or 3 years, because that's what I'm getting, then you turn around and you help businesses get more business, but you also act as their corporate attorney.
That's what I want to do. I do want to help people form businesses and things like that. That's exactly what I want
to
do.
Okay, but you have to have some incredible experience in actually getting clients. And the way to do that is to act, because the thing is, you don't have to be a practicing attorney once you actually get your law degree. You can do just business development. So what's cool about that is that when you do launch your own business, you've got experience getting clients.
Right. Yeah, that's good.
And by the way, what city do you live in?
I'm in New York.
Okay, so your starting salary should be a six-figure salary to do business development. Because I'm thinking of your cost of living, I'm thinking of everything else. So you need to come up, you need to look for other business development positions for law firms and see what the salaries are. But I'm thinking that if you can snag one at about 125 or 150, you're right in the ballpark. Because it's going to show you how to be even more successful down the road. So it's almost like you're being an intern, but you're going to be paid well to do it.
Yeah. That's what I've been thinking. I'm like, I need something because it costs so much to live in New York, and these are my standards. And, you know, I don't want to devalue what I'm bringing to the table.
Right. But here's the other thing is that you negotiate commission. So when you get hired, and let's say they offer you 125, which is, in for New York standards, is kind of low, but for you, it's livable, all right? But when you negotiate, so how's your commission structure on this position? Because they're not going to expect you to ask that, and you're going to say, well, how's the commission structure or bonus structure set up with this position? And then by whatever way they answer it, then you negotiate it from there. So if you bring in $10 million worth of business, you getting even 2% of that?
Wow. Yeah.
Think about it. You just need to say it that way, which
good.
Means you need to be really good at tracking what you bring in.
So I could get this position even though I don't have experience with this position?
Okay, all you do is whatever jobs you've had before, add sales to it because they're not going to
have sales experience. I still have.
Okay, well then, business development and sales are the same thing.
Gotcha, just a different.
Okay, gal pal,
gotta
go.
It is. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Thanks so much.
Bye. All right, got somebody here from the 860 area code. Let's get them on the air. Hi, 860. Who's this?
It's Amy. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amy. What's your question?
Okay, so I'm going through a lot of changes. I feel like the past is just that. It's gone. And so I feel like there's new beginnings on the horizon. And just as far as social life and making new, you talking to somebody else about when you're on a different frequency, old people fall away, and that's exactly what's been happening. And
right.
I'm ready to meet new people that are on my wavelength.
Yeah.
And it's just been hard because I don't want to fall backwards anymore. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's what's interesting about your cards, because I just these last 3 months have felt like you take two steps forward and you get pushed back five. And,
yes.
and what I want you to realize is that there is this amazing shift about to happen for you. So it's saying that these last 3 months were to show you what you don't want. And it's
yes.
as simple as that. You're being shown what
right.
you don't want. What it's also saying here is that you're a little, and I mean this as a huge compliment, you're a little stubborn
okay.
about how you want the universe to serve you.
yes. yes.
Okay, and I'm saying that in a very gentle way for a reason, because what
okay.
it's saying here is that by you being flexible and open to things happening a different way than you want them to happen, you're going to have
okay.
an amazing breakthrough. Because
okay.
it's saying that these last 3 months were to show you how to get yourself out of a feeling of being trapped or pigeonholed
yes.
or assumed or anything that is, you know, kind of works against you. So what
right.
what I'm telling you here is that in right smack in the middle of your reading is a card in traditional tarot that's called the World. It is the
okay.
most successful card that you can get. But it's
okay.
not about chasing. It's about
yes.
receiving. So since you're more of a doer than a receiver, and we talked about that with somebody earlier in this program,
yes.
since you are more of a doer than a receiver, I want you to be, even in just the next 3 weeks, more receptive. There is,
okay.
and I don't often give this to people, but when it comes up this strongly in someone's cards, I'm giving this to you. There is going
okay.
to be something about the 21st of October that's going to
okay.
be important to you. So it's either on the 21st or before the 21st, which is a Friday, by the way,
yes.
that
yep.
is going to be meaningful to you. It could be like the perfect job offer that might even require you to relocate, which I totally would support for you.
Okay. Okay.
Anything, and literally, I want you to describe, and you know, I'm doing this whole put it on your refrigerator thing today. I want you
yes.
to describe five things that would allow you to live your perfect life.
Okay.
Five
okay.
things. And put it on
yep.
your refrigerator. With the
right.
tagline at the bottom, this or something better now makes his
okay.
way to me for the benefit
right.
of all concerned. All right? You just put it on
yes.
your refrigerator, these five things. All right?
Yep.
And I'm telling you, be open to have something come to you not the way you normally expect it to come to you.
Okay. All right.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you.
All right, see you later. Bye.
Okay, bless right. them. Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, I got somebody here from the – oh, wait, before I go to this call, you guys, most of you that are on hold right now are regular callers of mine. And at the beginning of the program, I did a shout-out that there's a charity that I'm incredibly fond of, Help of Southern Nevada. The address is listed on my Mystic Mona page on Facebook. And you're going to – I'm asking you, especially if I've ever asked answered a question for you, if I've ever been there for you when you've needed me to be there for you on this program, please put a $5 bill in an envelope and mail it to the folks at Help of Southern Nevada. Little pay it forward action. The thing is that you got to – sometimes you just got to loosen up things for other things to start to happen. But this is one of my favorite organizations, Help of Southern Nevada. The website is helpsonv.org. But you can look up the information on the Mystic Mona page on Facebook. So I'm going to go to area code 913. Hello, 913. Who's this?
Hey, Mona. It's Andy. Thanks so much
Hi,
for taking
Andy.
My call.
Sure. What's your question?
And I'm happy to pop $5 in the mail. I think that's
Thank
wonderful.
You. Awesome.
You bet.
Okay. All right.
You
so
bet.
What's your question?
My question is my research focus has changed a little bit, and I'm very excited. I'm going to be meeting with some big mentors coming up here in the next couple of weeks.
Yes.
And just wondering if you see this all getting approved so I can go ahead and get that dissertation started?
Well, you know, you've got two cards here that are a huge resounding yes. You have a card here that talks about your potential over the next five years, specifically connected with this project, is going to kind of put you on the map.
Oh, wow, cool.
And then the ending card that you have in your reading, I'm going to describe the traditional meaning of this card to you first. So your ending, your conclusion card here is a card in traditional tarot called the Chariot. And the traditional meaning of that card, it shows a gladiator in a chariot, and he's guiding two horses. One is white, one is black, all right? And he's guiding the horses toward a castle in the distance, toward his goal. He's looking over the heads of the horses and just very loosely directing them where they want to go. Well, a lot of people look at the horses as though, a lot of readers look at the horses as though the black horse is evil and the white horse is good. But he's not acknowledging that either the energies are good or bad. He's looking above the energies and using both of the energies toward his goal. All right? So I want you to be very aware in this interview process to use the negative and the positive to your benefit.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Excellent.
And I know that sounds like a kind of a simplistic thing to say, but it's going to be so apparent as things move closer. The meaning of the card in my deck literally means burning away the bull crap to get to what's important. So both mm-hmm. of those meanings are actually true meanings, but you've got to look at the forces of what's working for and against the project to your
uh-huh.
benefit. So you might want
okay.
to actually sit down with that brilliant analytical brain of yours and look at anything they could throw to you that might be considered a roadblock or a challenge or something like that, and I want you to tweak it to your benefit.
Excellent.
All right?
All right. That sounds great.
All right, gal pal.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. See you later.
Have a good one. Bye.
Okay, bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Mona. Each week, Mona selects a fan from her Facebook page for an extended reading, so if you'd like to be considered, please like her page. Her Facebook page is Mystic Mona, and you may also follow The Mystic Mona on Twitter. Indicate Psychic View as a favorite on Blog Talk and be notified of Mona's special programs. Tune in to Psychic View each Sunday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time and call in to ask your question. Psychic View is brought to you on Blog Talk Radio for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for Las Vegas trade shows, VIP parties, and special events. Phone sessions are also available by appointment. You may contact Mona by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Or by going to her website at mysticmona.com. Thank you for sharing your morning with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.